biggest trend that I spotted, and I think one that has caught a number of people's eye, is that this is the first time in several years that there was actually a decline in the filing rate of bid protest at GAO. I think you have to go back to 2006 to find a dip in bid protest filings.
When you looked at the final numbers, did that surprise you? Because everything we hear in the community is protests are up, more people will protest. I mean, if you look at something like the Oasis contract to GSA or some of the big DOD contracts, or Eagle 2 is a good example, there's a tons of protests. But overall, it seems like in and out that there's fewer protests, is about a 2% decline.
Clearly, in these large multiple award IDIQ situations, there are going to be lots of protests generated because I think people see that these are very large instruments with a very long life. And I think to compete for one of those and be left out of the competition is something that some companies want a very detailed explanation about why they couldn't have been included in that selection process. So you're right, we did see large numbers of protests, both for DHS Eagle, and, you know, the Oasis awards haven't been made yet, but we had a couple of protests challenging the terms of the solicitation. But the other thing that you mentioned at the start of your question is that prevailing theory out there, and I saw it mentioned again just this morning, which is, well, if contract spending is actually being reduced, is there a chance that people will fight more for the opportunity to get those federal dollars? It is hard to ignore the fact that our preliminary data shows that the fiscal 13 contract spending will actually come in at around $460 billion this year. And that's preliminary. It's an estimate. But if that number proves to be about right, we're looking at more than a 10% decline from fiscal 12. So at some point, as the amount of spending on federal contracts drops, it does make sense that the total number of protest filings might drop.
It's interesting because the other piece of this is the sustain rate also drops. So not only are there's fewer protests, but GAO is sustaining those protests at a lower rate as well. Are those necessarily related, or there's no correlation generally?
I'm not sure there's a correlation, but I have another observation that I think is tied to the sustain rate, and it's one that I've been thinking about for a long time, which is if you look at the effectiveness rate in the table that's included in our annual report that went out January 2nd, the effectiveness rate went up a percentage to about 43%. It's composed really of only two things: the cases where we sustain a protest, and that, as you know, is 17% or 87 of the 509 decisions on the merits, and the cases where agencies take corrective action and provide relief similar to what we might have provided had we actually issued a decision. And by that I mean it's not very often that the GAO recommends the award to a particular contractor. What we generally recommend in a sustained protest is, given the complaints this protester has raised and given the evaluation record, you should go back, agency, and take a new look at the decision you made and make sure that your decision is consistent with the evaluation criteria, reasonable, and adequately documented. And so if an agency decides on its own to take corrective action in the face of a protest, as you just saw in the DHS Eagle 2 contracts, it renders moot the pending dispute about whether that company should have received an award or not. So that actually went up one percentage point, and I think there's something else going on, which is, you know, at this point, the GAO's Bid Protest Forum has been issuing decisions since 1926. There's a very established body of case law, and if the parties can agree on how to frame an issue, I think lawyers for the government and parties that are pursuing a protest at GAO can make a fairly well-informed decision about how GAO is likely to see the law in that area. And so agencies can make judgments about whether to go forward defending, given what the facts are looking like, and protesters can make judgments about whether to continue to pursue. So I think that both of those things are going on in terms of the difference between the total number of cases we get and the number of decisions we issue.
One of the interesting things that over the last few years that people are paying close attention to is the impact of the ability to protest large task orders to GAO. Over 10 million, I think, is the current threshold. Do you guys have a sense of what impact that is having on the number of cases you're seeing? It seems just by if it's down 2%, the impact must not be all that big.
It actually is about 10% of our total cases. And we actually mentioned that. I want to see if it's in a footnote under the table that you're going to link to. But my guess is that you're probably going to link to the entire report.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
In the report letter, on the second page of the report, we mentioned that 259 of the 2,538 cases closed were related to this task order jurisdiction. And you really have to be precise as you think about it, because there are also task orders under the federal supply schedule that aren't caught up in this jurisdictional question. I was fascinated to see, you know, you actually wrote a piece in the last week or so about bid protest numbers, and you displayed a bar chart on your federal radio, on your website, showing the number of cases filed since 1995. And in that, what was interesting about that is 1994, the Federal Acquisition Streamlining Act, was the beginning of the time in which no forum had jurisdiction to hear challenges to the award of task orders under these large multiple award IDIQs. And it wasn't until 2008. The dip that is shown in your bar graph is really the effect of having no forum, I think, being able to look at those kinds of procurements. And so the number of protests fell. Starting in 2008, we got jurisdiction to hear those kinds of protests, provided the task order is over $10 million. And so there really isn't – it makes perfect sense to me that the numbers would be back around where they were in 1995.
Let me move over to the most prevalent reasons for sustainment of the protests. You guys talk a little bit about it in the report. Let's go through them a little bit. When GAO does sustain a protest, what's the top two or three, four reasons they find that agencies maybe have faltered somewhere?
This is the first time we've actually included this information in the report. We did so in response to a request from Congress that we do so. And we actually had been saying many of these things for years, but not really, they hadn't been very scientific in actually sort of going through to see what they actually were. When we went through the basis for sustaining protest in 2013, the single highest reason was failure to follow the solicitation evaluation criteria. And that one's interesting to me, because that one is one that seems that agencies should be able to see that, and it might be even higher if you thought about all the cases where agency lawyers advise their agency to take corrective action rather than defend those. But that still was the number one. The second one was inadequate documentation of the record for the conclusions reached. And it's interesting, when I first thought about that, I was thinking about it in three separate ways. Sometimes there's inadequately documented source selection decisions. Sometimes there's inadequate documentation of a past performance assessment, or inadequate documentation of a technical conclusion. But the truth is, if you think about it in the whole and roll them up, no matter where it's coming up, it's the same problem, not really documenting and explaining the basis for the conclusion. And that really was the second most prevalent reason. And the third for us that we saw was unequal treatment of offerors, which is one, when a protester can show that a similar situation existed in his competitor's proposal and the agency handled it differently there, they have a right to complain about that and ask for an explanation as to why the same kind of situation in one proposal would be treated one way in one case and a different way in another.